Monsieur Head Delegates and good morning, Madam Vice President, ladies and gentlemen. I have a great honor to participate in this important session, and I am very pleased to provide to you the key up-to-date on the gender equality and the prevention of violence against women, including child marriage in Cambodia, and also respond to the comment raised by Nepal, Mexico, Pakistan, Lesotho, and Liechtenstein that you have raised comment regarding to violence against women in Cambodia. We are recognized that women and girls globally, as well as in Cambodia, face significant gender inequality and discrimination. Cambodia continues to promote gender equality and face discrimination in all aspects of life through policy development and implementation. The Royal Government of Cambodia in this 7th mandate continue to prioritize the promotion of gender equality and empowerment of women in all sectors through its policy agenda and the Pentagon Strategy Phase 1 for Growth, Employment, Equity, Effectiveness, and Sustainability, recognizing that women are at core in the effort. In this way, the government promotes gender equality by increasing investment in women in the economy, education, health, public leadership, and governance. The Nari Ratna 6 is a key strategy and 5 years priority package of the Ministry of Women Affairs with 41 interventions for boosting and promoting gender equality in the political agenda and program at all sectors. The draft national policy on gender equality is the first ever policy document in Cambodia that provides for a gender transformative approach in all sectors to promote accountability, to develop approach to promote accountability, develop approach to for institutionalized of gender in line ministry institution and gender responsive budget program, promote a monitoring and evaluation system and transformation of social mindset, attitude, and behavior. The national and subnational mechanism have been working actively to promote gender equality, gender responsive women's rights, and prevention of violence against women at all levels. And the proportion of women in decision-making position in the public sector has steadily increased at all levels. Women from diverse backgrounds, such as LGBTQI, women with disability, women in ethnic and indigenous community, older and younger women have been prioritized in policy response to promote inclusion, such as the National Action Plan to Prevent Violence Against Women. Women entrepreneurship is strong, and the World Bank report in 2020 suggests that Cambodia ranked the highest among countries in the world where women are free to start a business. The Ministry of Women Affairs led the implementation of the project to promote women economic empowerment in the digital age. Girls have reached gender parity in education, especially in primary and lower secondary education. The National Action Plan to Prevent Violence Against Women 2019 to 2023 has just completed, and the development of the next plan is underway. It prioritizes prevention of violence, promotion of laws and policy, and quality essential service. The recent review found that its implementation led to improved coordination, improved service response. Intimate partner violence has decreased. According to the recent demography and health survey found that the percentage of women aged between 50 to 49 have experienced emotional, physical, or sexual violence by the current partner, or most of current intimate partner in their lifetime have decreased from 29% in 2014 to 21% in 2020. The law on the prevention of domestic violence and the protection of victims is planned to review and reform to ensure that the alignment with the international standard and best practice. A roadmap for the reform has been completed that will guide the way forward. An analysis of a harmful social norm that a perpetrator of gender-based violence was conducted that will inform the development of the prevention strategy of the National Action Plan to Prevent Gender-Based Violence. Two national helplines have been established with standard operating procedures to provide information and referral to gender-based violence survivors. A safe app has been developed that will provide access to inform on GBV, available service and support, and link to urgent help. Multi-sectoral coordination mechanisms have been established and operational in selected 9 provinces and 39 districts with frontline service providers trained on equality response to GBV. And the standard operating procedure have been developed to guide the development of one-stop service unit at the hospital. Currently, the one-stop service unit established and operating in 6 provinces. The positive parenting strategy was developed with a key element training on parenting without violence of any kind, aiming to prevent violence now and in the future. The impact evaluation showed that physical violence against children was reduced. Standard operating procedure for child protection have been developed and implemented to guide child protection practice at the subnational level. The prevention of child marriage and teenage pregnancy remain a priority. The Ministry of Women Affairs, with the support from UNICEF and collaboration with NGOs, in the prevention program to address child marriage in the province where the high rates. And we conduct a national study in 9 provinces, and based on the study, we will develop the National Action Plan to Prevent Violence, to prevent child marriage and adolescence as a nationwide. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. I'd like to now give the floor to His Excellency.